Hi everyone, and welcome to this last session of Saturday State of the Map 2020 with Regina Campos from Peru. We're going to be doing this session mapping and social research by students in Cusco, Peru. So I'm really excited to welcome Regina to her first State of the Map. I've already had the privilege of working with Regina for the last couple of years on mapping projects in Cusco, where both of us have been living, and really excited for this moment for her to enter the State of the Map community and share more about what she's been doing, engaging other students in Cusco to map. So really excited for this talk. What we're going to do is Regina will do her talk and then we'll do questions at the end. I will support the moderation of those questions. If you want to ask a question, you can do that in the pad. To get to the pad, you need to go to the program, click on this session, and then there's a link to it in the left-hand side. So you can join me in there. Ask any questions you want for Regina, and I will moderate those all at the end. So for now, we're going to hand over to the talk. I'm very excited to welcome Regina. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. Now I'm going to talk to you about Map Impact, a mapping and social researches project where students are the protagonist. That is here in Cusco, Peru. We developed this project with GAL Center, which is a consultancy located in Cusco, Peru, where we work different social projects to improve the education in all Cusco region using technologies. GAL Center is part of GAL Group. It also includes GAL School, which is an alternative school where that focuses in thinking developing. So it allows us to work with the students and replicate some methodologies that we use at school in our projects. Before starting with this talk, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Regina Campos Carvarupay. I live in Cusco, and since last year, I've been working in GAL Center and in different projects. One of them is Map Impact. Now I will tell you how it evolved until now. So what we'll cover, we will see the context and then the project and methodology components, then some examples of students generated data, and finally what we are doing now this year with the project. In this slide, I will tell you how Map Impact was born. It began last year. We started by evaluating the gender problems in Peru. So this context corresponds to that. However, this is a situation that remains until now. So as you can see in this picture, you can see the percentages of women aged between 15 and 49 who report having been victims of violence during 2018. As you can see, Cusco region, which is in the blue circle, has one of the highest percentages, almost 80%. And 10 more regions have percentages on the top. So I can say that Peru is a country where a lot of women are victims of violence every day. But violence is just the tip of the iceberg. The real problem is behind, in the way people think. For example, there is a very popular phrase here. It's amor serrano, which is something like Andean love. It means more my partner hits me, more I love him. So it expresses the level of machismo that exists here. Women are seen as objects, and many times we lose opportunities just for being woman. So not only men think that on that way, also women think that way. So that's a big problem. For example, in the case of women political representation, in Peru we have 113 districts, and we just have two female mayors in all Peru at the national level. So that's a big problem that we have to resolve soon. That's why we started Map Impact last year. Our main objective was to educate and enable students to lead social change, prioritizing gender issues in their local context. So they did this through research projects where they used digital mapping and associated tools like Kobo Collect as tools to collect data to investigate these problems. For us, it's very important to make children protagonists of their own development. Also, even if we talk about gender issues, that's a very big topic. So they choose just specific subjects about in this big problem. So students concentrate their efforts in that. For example, political woman representation or violence. Something important too is that the students made this investigation in their own communities. So it makes the investigation more interesting for them because of the people that them asked were their neighbors and maybe their own family. On the other hand, we also had some principles for the implementation of the projects. First, understanding the challenges teachers face, because they really have challenges in different ways, but mostly with the use of technology in education, and we understood that. Then, students must be the protagonist, what I said before, and then digital technologies are tools, and digital tools require strong cognitive skills to be useful. To really take advantage of the technology, students must apply their knowledge. They have to apply their cognitive skills. They have to learn and they have to apply and they have to know how to make a question and how to put that question on a survey. So that was important. So that's how Map Impact started. We had four main components in this project. The first one, the topic of students' investigations, gender. So students choose a specific topic in gender issues, how I said before. But the most important thing here was that topic was interesting and relevant for them. They have to recognize it as something important for them, for their community, and for their own development. Then, the digital technologies. Students learned about how to use, for example, OSM and Kobo Toolbox, but we also used other tools, other digital tools as Google Suite and also Microsoft Office. We used, for example, Word, PowerPoint, and Excel to organize their data, and that was very interesting for them. The third one is the cognitive skills, which have been developing through thinking routines and thinking maps. That's a methodology that we also use in GAL school, so we applied it in our project based on the experience that we had in the school. So for example, we used flow maps to organize their activities. And we also include the circle of point of view, which is a thinking routine, to empathize with those with different points of view. So that thinking routines and thinking maps help us very much to organize information and to organize the ideas of students. And finally, we used the project-based learning, which is also PBL. PBL has a lot of advantages. For example, it enables an active learning and students learn from experience. This is a methodology that we also use at the school, at GAL school. So It works very well in this project because teachers know what are the steps of the project, and the students also know what was before and what will be next in the project. So that's very useful. Now our methodology and the process that we follow for the implementation of the project. In the first part, we did a preparation for the project. In this part, we manage alliances with different public schools around Cusco region. And we train teachers who will be our alias in the project. We did some workshops where we taught them how to map and how to use Kobo Collect, and also we teach them the methodology that we will follow. So the teachers also practice it, thinking maps, thinking routines, and project basic learning. In this part, we also did a previous mapping in OSM so that students had the base data to develop their projects. So we did this remotely in Hot Tasking Manager with the help of a lot of volunteers around the world and also volunteers here in Cusco in Peru. Then to work with the students based on PVL, we create 10 steps that we separate into two stages. The first one, investigation, and the last one, production. During investigations, students choose their subject, then recognize their previous knowledge, and then they ask it themselves questions about this subject. So based on this, they create hypotheses to answer these questions. After that, they did a secondary research online where they can find some answers to their questions. And also they have more questions about the subject. So based on this, they create surveys to do their research in the field. They did this service on Kobo Collect, and when we go to do a field mapping, they also collect the data in Kobo. Finally, they check if their hypotheses were true or false. It depends on the results of their data collection with Kobo. And then is the final step, which is now what? What we will do with this information, because they have to do something. This information is not just for them. They have to do something with this information. Then in this moment, the second stage begins. In production, students choose a product to show their results. They elaborate it, and finally they share it with people. So these products can be videos or maps or posters. It depends on the students. So for example, last year a group made a radio program to share their results with all their community. So maybe the field mapping and also this part of production and made their own product where they can show the results are the most interesting parts of the projects, because they know what we are doing. They know that they are sharing, and they know that they are doing something important for their own community, and they are sure about the data because they collect them by themselves. So that's very interesting, because in the future they will know that they can do it and they can do it well. So that's why this part of the projects are very important. Okay, this is an example of the mapping impact that we made last year. This is the capital city of Accha, which is ubicated in Paruro, which is a province here in Cusco. You can see the map of Accha before the project started on the left hand, and after the project on the right hand. You can also see how Acha looks like on Google Maps on the bottom left. And as you can see, this remains unchanged. These are some examples of students' investigations. One group of the students from Acha, the city that I showed you before, investigate use of public spaces, finding that the majority of people felt that the use of public spaces was generally fair. They also found that men and boys used the spaces much more than women and girls. So, as you can see in the picture on the left hand, students can see these results through Kobo Collect. They did their surveys and then they enter to Kobo and see it like that. Another example is the one that they did, that the students from Winchere did. They investigated the hypothesis that people in the provincial capital knew more about sexual health practices, better sexual health, and had less sexist attitudes around the topic than those in their rural community. Finally, as you can see, this is one of the main questions that they did in their surveys, and they discovered that their hypothesis was proven as incorrect, because also in the capital provincial at all and in communities, the knowledge about those topics are the same. So when the project ended last year with these results, we recognized that this project can be useful not just in high schools, how we did last year. It also can be useful for university students and not only with gender issues. It can be practiced in different topics. So we started with the creation of a Youth Mappers chapter in the National University in Cusco. Finally, for this year, we decided to work Map Impact in high schools like we did last year, but also with university students, so that more students learn how to use new technologies, mainly digital maps, to investigate social issues, not just gender issues, and in this way, raise awareness regarding the problems that affect their community. So the only thing that we changed was to change gender issues to social issues, because we will touch these more topics in this year. In high schools, our idea was to look for public and co-ed schools. The topic would be gender issues as last year, but due to the current situation because of COVID-19, we will do this the following year. But this year we are working in universities. Here we did an open call for all students of different careers, and they will be part of Youth Mappers, and we will work multidisciplinary project. It means that each student can propose a project in different topics, and then they make a group to work in this topic. So what we are doing now? Last year, we set up the first Youth Mappers chapter in Peru. It calls Cusco Mappers UNSAC. It was in the National University here in Cusco. This year, we are working with them. Also, we are setting up two new chapters of Youth Mappers in Cusco, with one institute and one university. So, returning to Cusco Mappers UNSAC, with them we are working in 5 groups. The students have chosen topics to investigate using geospatial data. These topics are mental health issues, solid waste segregation, source of incoming rural areas, access to basic service in peri-urban areas, and labor inclusion for, or job inclusion for people with disabilities. Apart from helping to promote social change in general, we hope to foster the development of a culture of responsible citizen-generated data and data-driven decision-making, because we know that these students will be the future workers for the government, and they have to know how to take decisions. They have to make the decisions in the future. So this project can prepare them to do that. Well, that was it for Map Impact. Thank you very much for your attention. And if there is someone who has a question, I will be very happy to answer you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rahina, for that wonderful talk. It was incredible to learn about the variety of things that you've been up to. And I definitely think it will be very eye-opening for a lot of OpenStreetMap community members to hear just how many different things you've managed to do with OpenStreetMap. So there's a few questions that have come in. If anyone else who's part of this session wants to ask Rahina a question, in the session description, you can go to the pad. So click on the session in the program, and there's a pad on the left-hand side, and you can ask questions. For now, Rahina, there's a few questions that have come in for you already. So I'm going to explain those and then ask you to answer them. So the first question is, you were talking about a project mapping gender. Did you include boys in that project as well, or just girls?
Okay. Can you listen to me very well?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. So, yes, we include boys in this project because for us that boys understand this problem with gender is also important, because if they understand this problem, they can also be agents of change like women. So it was very, very important that students' voice can be also included in the project. Yes.
Amazing. That's really good to hear. So then the next question is, people are very interested in this project and wondering, how do you think you could help other schools internationally to do this? So in other countries, how could you share your project to those locations?
I think that we could create a model that could be replicated internationally. As you could see in the steps, the methodology of the project is not very difficult. So I think that it could be replicated everywhere. So, and in, not just in gender problems, like we work this same project with the students of university and in different topics. So it works just not for students of high school, it works for students of different levels of education, and also I think in different parts of the world, around the world. So maybe that can be helpfully, maybe it's that if there's someone who wants that, I can share you more about our experience in this project, can look for us and we can share you more information about it.
Amazing. Great. Okay, so moving on to the next question then. So there's a question which says, as a Cuscanian woman, what impact do you think this can have in Cusco in the future?
Yes, Cusco is not a very big region, and so I think that the project will have a great impact, and I think that it's already happening, because last year more than 100 students were directly benefited, and in the future they can create interesting projects related to this topic or any topic, because they already have the tools to do that. So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, so there's a couple more questions. If anyone else wants to add anything else in, please go ahead. The next question says, wow, this is an amazing example of how women and girls can be involved in mapping. What is the biggest barrier that you have faced in training women and girls to map?
Yes. I think that the main barrier that we found was the difficult access that the students have to technology and internet. For example, some of the students had, just a few of the students had an email, and the others didn't have one. So and others they didn't know how to use an email, for example. They had difficult to using Microsoft Office, and others did not have internet at home. So during our classes, they were very distracted. But they, during the project, they understand that internet is just a tool, and they have to know, they have to understand that they have to take advantage of it, and they have to explore their own cognitive skills to take advantage of it. So I think that was the main barrier, the difficulty with some tools like G Suite and Microsoft Office. So we also worked with that.
Yeah, definitely sounds a very challenging context to be teaming in, but incredible results from the project. There's a follow-on question to that question, which is around what opportunity you've seen in training women and girls. Have you seen changes in confidence, for example, or changes in opinions based on, for example, the gender-based violence example that you showed?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, have you seen any changes in confidence of women participating?
Yeah, they had, it's like a change of confidence. I think that it is more like something emotional or something that, for example, just to tell you something, we worked with one school here in Cusco, in the city of Cusco, and we did a field mapping in another province out of Cusco, and there was a twins in the group, in one of the groups there was a twins, and I was with them when we did the field mapping, and they told me a lot of things during the travel. It's like you just can't compare what was before and what are the chances that they have in their confidence after and before the project. So I think that they change very much, and they have more confidence about herself and about what they wanted to do in the future. So they were looking for what they're going to study in the future. This year they are already in the university, I think. And it was wonderful to see that the project can help them how to have confidence to take decisions that are very difficult for teenagers.
Excellent. Great. So there's one more question in here, and then just a couple of comments that I can share to you. So the first, the question, I'm not quite sure if what the answer to this will be, because I know Cusco is a very small and very traditional environment. But somebody is wondering if you have had any participation or discussion in your project around transgender. So yeah, just wondering, have you seen any transgender participation or discussion?
Not really. It was any of the students were of this group of people, it wasn't a discussion about this topic, but I think that it can be good to do something like that, because I think that it is a very important topic that has to be touched in a project like this. So it's important. We have already done it, but maybe in the future.
Great. Okay, so then I can see also there's a couple of comments from people. So one person is saying, great project. It reminded them of another project, which is called City Digits. So just recommending you to look that up. I can send you the link to it after the session. But really nice comment there. And another one from someone saying, amazing project and looking forward to learning more about it. That's from Annie, joining from Chicago, USA. So if there's no more questions, I think we'll close the session there. I just want to say again a huge thank you, Rahina. That was such an inspirational talk and so amazing to have this as part of State of the Map. I know this was meant to be your first State of the Map and also your first international travel to Cape Town. So I really hope that next year, 2021, we can meet again in person for State of the Map.
I hope.
And hear what you've been up to. So yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to share your project with us. Do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for being here, for listening to me. Sorry if you didn't understand some of my English words. But thank you very much. It is amazing. And take the confidence to write or some, if you would like to have some suggestions to replicate this project in other part of the world.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Rahina. So just to let everybody know, now there is a Meet the Mapper session with Gregory if you move back over to the track one. But that's it for track two for the first day of State of the Map 2020. So we'll be back here again on Sunday. So yeah, thank you so much, Rahina. Such an inspirational session, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more about it in State of the Map 2021. Thanks very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.